It's Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk
on YAT Radio.
They thought they was gonna kill me with all their hate. Let them hoes blow, baby. You can hate me all you want to, cuz it's only gonna make me stronger.
I don't think they hear me, dog.
You can't stop this, dog. You can't stop this.
It's God's plan,
and I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm free now. I got my mind right. Yeah.
I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready.
And I got my war clothes on, boy.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
And I'm ready for war.
They put a hit out on your boy and they left me for dead.
Blood in my eyes. Thorns on my head. Only thing that I can hear is what my savior said. While I'm in my own blood and I can't feel my legs. But I'ma live.
I'ma live.
I will not die. Got up off the ground and I wiped that blood up out my eyes. Got my mind right, got my grind right, stood up, now it's time to rise. Been resurrected,
resurrected.
I am alive. Blood drip, headed for war, fire in my eyes. Ready for war, no turning back. I got my dog with me, 300 of us. Young Leonidas, take on the whole city. We don't retreat, we do not quit. We are not the same to live and die for the truth. Let's be plain, this is why I came. And if I weren't you, then dog, I'd probably hate me too. But the power that I come in is too big for you. To stop, so stop it, boy, before you go too far. My mind right, the time right, boy, and I'm ready for war.
Headed to the sky, my war goes on, and I'm gonna ride till they call me home.
Yeah.
If I should die before too long, put me on my shield, then carry me home.
I'm ready,
I'm ready, I'm ready.
I know the boy.
That time, God's peace and blessings to all of you. Good evening and welcome to Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk. I'm Reverend Hot Rod. And tonight I got a special guest that I'm bringing on, man. That was a perfect song for me to play because y'all know how I do it. I'm ready. I've been off for a while. I'm back and it's time to go in. Brothers and sisters out there listening, men and women, boys and girls, like to introduce to some and bring to others, DJ Rod Ski, a.k.a. Rodney Toomer. What's going on, brother?
What's going on, good brother?
How you doing, man?
I'm great, man. I'm awesome. A little tired now. I've been putting in work, so, but it's worth it, brother.
Oh, yeah, it's worth it, man. You always putting in work, brother. So, you know, I wanted to tell everybody out there, man, the way that, you know, we Roski and I have been talking about doing this for a while and, you know, jumped in my spirits like it's time to do it. People out here today, man, they need educated. To be educated on things that's going on around them that they don't know how to handle. And this is no insult to anybody. We all can learn something new every day, but we're going to come here on Monday nights and we're going to put these issues out there and we're going to talk about it. But before we jump into these issues, Rod Ski is the founder of the Young Kings, where they elevate vision and dreams. Rod Ski has been a DJ for umpteen years since I've known this brother. Baddest DJ in the city. So, and across the country,
okay,
I don't care what nobody out there saying, Roski. Let's put it down the way it is. Let's tell it like it is. You know, here we're going to bring the truth. But one thing that Roski tells everybody, and he stands by this, he means it, no slaves allowed. Explain that expression, Roski. Explain that saying to everybody so they can get an understanding of what that means, bro.
Well, no slaves allowed came about during my early stint in radio. No slaves allowed means, first of all, I'm talking to myself, and I'm telling myself I'll never be a slave to materialistic things. I'll never be a slave to money, a job, a person, or anything that keeps me from the will of the Creator for my life. And oftentimes people make other things gods except who the reality of the Creator is. And when I say no slaves allowed, that's a constant reminder to me, first of all, because I like to keep myself in check. I like to keep that man in the mirror in check. That lets me know and that tells me, look, no matter what happens, I can never be a slave to anything other than what my will and my purpose is.
That's right.
And that's what a no slaves loud can. And I used to say another saying that I can't quite say, and I said I used to keep my – well, I can reword it. I said I used to keep my foot all up in Willie Lynch's butt. But
come on,
I,
now.
You know, change the noun of the stuff to go with that. But, yeah, that's been with me forever. And, you know, I said something like – you're on when you're on my show or when you listen to my mix, I'm on the mothership. The mothership is a ship with all small, well, it's the biggest ship that releases small little ships into the universe in order to make differences. And that's what I call the mothership. And that's the name of the school that I've been working so hard to get. We finally got a building in. It's the Mothership Academy. So it's so many simple things that came out of those two words, the No Slaves Allowed and the Mothership. And I just keep it going. And I've trademarked nationally and internationally the trademark of No Slaves Allowed. So nobody can use that without paying me.
Amen to that, boy. That's what's up.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about the Young Kings, you know, tell us about that.
Yeah. Young Kings is actually the genesis of Young Kings. The birth was, it was Broadcasting University, because we started off like that, because I've been in radio for about, let me see, I was 18 when I got, 17 when I got in radio, and I'm 51 now. So,
boy, look at here.
All the knowledge that I got, all the knowledge I've learned over the years, we wanted to impart that in these young people. And you know, a lot of our young people love music, and they're into rap and they're into studio and all that. So we wanted to use that as bait in order to bring them in. And once you get them in, you can start dropping little seeds into their minds in order to cultivate their minds and bring them into another reality, a better reality for themselves that can keep them and make them more productive in the society that we live in, and also in their communities.
That's
so
right.
The Young Kings morphed out of Broadcast University. And when I thought about it, I was like, yeah, we're going after the young people, and they have to know that they're kings and they have kingship. And kingship is more than just a word. It's a thought process. It's a process that of lineages being brought down through generations of loyal and kingship, and a lot of things that incorporate us as far as being other than what society says we are. We were kings. We are still kings. We just need to elevate our minds into that reality again. So we've got young men. We deal with young men from the ages of 9 to the age of 17. And quite often, you know, we deal with the ones that nobody wants, the ones that people say that you can't reach because they are so far gone. But for every young person, it all depends on the adult that's dealing with them and mentoring them. You got to pull back these layers in young people. Because if you go to the real root of all the reasons why young people are acting in certain ways, or these young men are acting in certain ways, it's something that happened in their lives that turned them to the worst. And us as adults, we don't have the patience to keep peeling back these layers and get to the bottom of it. You know, a lot of us sometimes are just there for a minute, and then it all depends on what circumstance. A lot of us are there for photo ops, but we become very selfish as the people, especially in the black community, because we don't take time out to be patient and deal with these young people on their level. And so you got grown black men running around here now depressed. They got anger issues. They got all kinds of issues, mental health issues. But we feel like, I don't know, in the black community, that's taboo, that we don't have to deal with that, that we don't have to get help for that. So we keep it in, and we walk around with this anger and this depression and built, and then we try to get it, and we try to medicate it. And that's where the drugs come in. And then we try to medicate it to keep us from dealing with the realities of what we've been through, that maybe stuff happened in my childhood. I was like that. This stuff happened in my childhood. I was abused as a child, I watched my mother beat them. I was in a domestic violence household. That waking up in the middle of 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock at night, hear your mother screaming and glass breaking, that's nothing that a 7 or 8 or a 9-year-old should be hearing at the middle of the night. And walking in there and seeing your mother getting beat up, and your mother coming into bed with you, and you barely can recognize because her face is swollen. Those are the realities that I had to deal with. And I medicated myself to a point where it oftentimes got me in trouble, and it caused me to make unwise decisions. But right. I understand now. So that's my thing, to curb these young people and to get down to the bottom of their problems and their issues and let them know that, hey, somebody cares about them, and we want to get to the bottom, because once you get to the bottom of their problems and their issues, then you'll see a whole different person. And because they're ready to deal with it, and they're willing to deal with the reality and what's facing them, and then we can conquer it. But a lot of us are in denial, bro.
And you know, I totally agree with that, because I knew – listen, one thing about it is I knew that once you and I got together and we got on here and talked about this, that we were going to break some chains. That's why it's called breaking
chains.
One thing about it is I feel that We got to leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence. See, we got to get people to start talking about things. Once you start talking about it, listen, going to AA, NA, one thing that I learned in Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, was guess what? Once you accept the fact and admit that you got a problem, then you can start healing from the problem. So, see, we got to bring the problems out. But, see, we got to stop talking about the problems. We and Roski are here to bring up some solutions. See, he has the Young Kings.
Absolutely.
We got Young Adults Talk. We're merging this thing together because we came from the kings and queens. And, see, when we talk about
Absolutely.
Black people, listen, this has nothing to do with any other nationality. One thing about it says that in order for you to help somebody else, you got to help yourself first and clean up around your house.
Absolutely.
So I got
Absolutely.
To clean my community up. I got to clean my house up. I got to clean me up. I ask God to heal me from the inside out. Start on the inside. Because, see, those
Absolutely.
Type of issues and situations you talked about just now, Roski, a lot of black men today experience that growing up. So they still got that anger built up inside of them. They got things built up inside of them that they didn't know how to release it, but through drugs, through violence, through theft, through gangs. And you know what? There's nothing in our genetic DNA that says that we come from gangsters. We don't come from
Exactly.
gangsters. We come from royalty, kings and queens. That's where we come
Absolutely.
From. And we have to remind ourselves and our young people that's where we come from and that's who we are. And we got to get back to that. That has nothing to do to disrespect anybody, any other nationality. Roski and I are two black men that are proud to be black men, and we're strong and we're united together. And we're going to move forward
Absolutely.
With this thing. So, Roski, let's go ahead and jump in on this thing, man, because, you know, you be on Facebook and you talk about a lot of issues, man, that are going on. And you made a statement on Facebook the other day that you was going to have to, like, clean house when it comes to friends and tags and all this kind of stuff. Because one thing that I did realize, and I understand coming back home, I understand when we talked and you told me something, that people here just ain't going to support you. They ain't going to come out
Absolutely.
And support you. They ain't going to come out and put the money out there and come and pay to come to your event. They figure that you got to give them everything. But they got their hands out.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, I said something then. I saw, yo, if I step on your toe, just say, ouch, Rod. And I'm going to tell you, okay, just move your foot next time. You see me coming. Here we come. We coming in the big
yep.
truck. Listen, move, get out the way. So, Roski, let's attack some issues, man. Here's the first one I want to talk about tonight. Let's talk about, I want to talk about something that went on here in Saraland, Alabama. Everybody talking about it. I hadn't had a chance to express myself publicly. And I'm going to talk about that tonight, if you don't mind. Let's jump on that first. Young lady
okay.
that got beat down by the Saraland police in the Waffle House. How you feel about
Absolutely.
That, brother?
Oh, I was hot because I got daughters. And if I had to see my daughter and somebody handling my daughter like that and reveal to her and the clothes halfway off and you choking her and you twisting her arm and telling me that you're going to break her, you telling her you're going to break your arm, I'm being honest with you, brother, I'd have been in jail. So I'm telling you this, and this is, and the God is my witness. If I would have been in that Waffle House and I would have saw that, I'd have been had some knots in my head because I would not have sat there and watched that. I can't. That's my daughter. Just like we might not be related genetically, you know, about blood, but that's my daughter because she looks like me and she looks like something that came that like a female that came from me. My daughter's about the same age, about to be the same age. So it's
right.
impossible for us as black men, we are supposed to be protectors and providers of our family, of our mothers, of our children, of our wives, of our daughters, of our aunts, of our aunties, of our grandparents. And
That's
ain't
right.
no way in the world that I would have been able to sit there and not say something and move. And I know I'd have went to jail. I knew it. I'd have went to jail or something would have happened because I could not sit there. I could not have sat there. And for a black man to sit there and video camera, and I'm not speaking for this one, but for a black man to sit there and tape or record on his phone some of a black woman or a sister or a black woman getting beat by the police or getting beat by anybody, that's cowardly to me, brother. That's cowardly. How dare you do that? We are there to protect them. And I don't know where these new dudes come from. These new thinking guys are black men, but we don't get down like that. We go in for hours, no whether or not. Now it's other ways that could have been dealt with that situation, and people have their own understanding of it. But for what they did to her was totally uncalled for. And what God don't like ugly, 3 days later, it was a Caucasian man in Salem was acting sporadic. He was trying to fight everybody out of business. The police came and tried to help him. He fought the police. He started fighting up. He bit the police.
That's,
the Sanderson Salem.
Sure,
and I posted this on my page. He bit the police. They still didn't arrest him. They took him to the hospital. He started fighting the people in the hospital, and they finally arrested him, but they wouldn't arrest him. So you tell me this man bit the police. He tried to fight a whole bunch of people there, and you still wouldn't arrest him, but you're going to break this little girl, this sister's arm, and then you're going to actually choke her, and you're going to throw her on the ground? It don't work out like that, brother. Ain't nobody can justify that. And for the people out there that say, well, she should have did it, if that was your daughter, and
there's no way
that you could see it in a bed of hypocrisy and tell me if that was your daughter, you would feel a certain way about that. If you're telling me that you would have no problem with that. You're a liar, and you know you're a liar.
That's right. I totally agree. I totally agree with that.
So go ahead, bro.
Go ahead, Ski. Go ahead, Ski.
I just thinking about it again, it gets me hot because you actually had black people on social media and these different social media things talking about, well, she could have just went on her phone. Yeah, she could have, but that still does not give these people to see three white men over a younger black woman, you handle it like they handle it. I can't see how anybody could justify that ever. And not just that, imagine if it was three black men, three black police, and a little white girl, and all that happened. What you think would have happened? I'm just
you already know what would have happened.
Yeah, it would have been hell to pay, and that's my thing, brother. We live in a society of hypocrisy, brother. What's good for the good was not good for the gander. And I'm telling you, brother, we get people always talking about, man, we have to love each other. Where's this hate from? And every time we bring up a situation, the white people will always say, "Are y'all race baiting? Or here comes this racist thing." We live in a racist society.
Yes, we do.
A racist society that was the whole evolution of racism and classes, the color thing, came from a white man named Johann Blumenbach. And this was
That's
in
right.
1712 when he came up with the thing about Caucasian people, black people are inferior to Caucasian people.
That's right.
So when your listeners out there get a chance, look up Johann Blumenbach. And that's where this whole thing came from. It is totally unintelligent to hate a person because of the color of their skin. The skin color didn't hang my ancestors. The skin color didn't enslave my ancestors. The skin color didn't do anything with my rape our sisters, murder our sisters. None of that. It wasn't the skin color. It was that mindset. It was that brain, that thinking. And when I attack that, that's why people say, well, I deal with white people every day. Yes, I do. But I know that it's not the skin. But if you have a mentality where you think you're better than me because of your skin, then we're going to go to war. We're going to go to war mentally, spiritually, and whatever other one we got. We got to go to war because I'm not going to let that tolerate that ever. And that's why I'm in with that, bro.
And that's right. And one thing that happened, man, is that I did see where Al Sharpton comes to town, and here's me with this, okay? Here's something right here, and this is just how I feel. Can't speak for nobody else, you know.
Yes, sir.
I'm sick and tired of the "we shall overcome" and "we need to do this" and "we need to do that." Listen, they already used to that. They tired of that. They know that's what we're going to do. That they know that's all we're going to do, and we ain't going to do nothing else. See, they're not looking for the strong black man coming from behind all of that to the forefront and saying, listen, we ain't here to sing with you. We ain't here to sing for you. We ain't here to put on the show, but we here to demand our respect. Because, see, all of – listen, they try to pull up the way that they wrote the Constitution and the Gettysburg Address. All that – man, I almost said something. All of that back then, man, had nothing to do with us. In the first place, in here today, anyway. And see, here's something too, Roski. I catch a lot of flack because you call yourself a preacher. You shouldn't be talking like that. Let me tell you something. Let me address that real quick before we go any further. If you, no matter what religion you claim yourself to be, that's fine. I'm a Christian man. So let me say this. I know throughout the Bible, I even know throughout any of your books that you read and study and whatever religion that you want to claim, that there were men of valor. They're called men of courage, warriors. They all throughout there.
Absolutely.
They everywhere. So see, they are real men still walking on this earth that are put here to be warriors for his people, for his family, for his community. You understand what I'm saying? And that's what we're here to do. Listen, man, we don't care about your money, your materialistic things. You understand? We want you to have some respect for our people. Simple as that.
Absolutely.
We want you to have some respect. You want us to respect you, so you need to respect us. This is not a demand. This is not a request. This is what you need to do. It's a must that you do that. Because let me tell you something.
Absolutely.
My name ain't Reverend Al Sharpton. You understand? I'm not finna come to you just because I want to get on TV and let my voice be heard. This man been around before I was born, and I ain't seen nothing that he did that served my community and my people. I'm just being honest with you. Okay, getting
yes,
mad at me. So what? Don't even listen no more. So what? It's some people out here talking worse to me. Jesse Jackson is another one. Y'all was around when Martin Luther King, when Martin Luther King, all these civil rights fighters. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to even go over and talk about my man Malcolm X. I love me some Malcolm X. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
because I do believe in by any means necessary that we're going to have to get things done. You're going to have to get
yes,
things
sir.
Done because you're not listening to us trying to talk to you no more. You're not listening to us standing up trying to protect our people anymore. What do you expect us to do now? I'm gonna pose that question to society now. What do you expect us to do as strong black men? I ain't talking about the ones that you just look at and disrespect because you just think all of us are like that. Listen, we are going through things that you put us through, and we don't know how to
yeah.
express it properly because we really – listen, let's be honest, Rotsky. Let's be honest about this now. Majority of the black men today that are under our age, under us now, they look at you and want to hurt you. They want to harm you.
Yeah.
They want to do some harm to you. So it's taking us, men like us, that's trying to keep these young men to get focused on themselves and get their life right and to keep from going to prison where you want them, where you got your Bilderberg address already ready, what's going to take place in 2030 in this country. You think all folks don't know about that. What you think about that one, Ski? That they trying to put all of us back in slavery, kill our population, which they're doing now through the foods, through the water, through the medicines, everything. They're killing you. Purposely.
Well, brother, you know, in the black psyche, after a while, when you keep getting treated unjustly and you keep getting being at the bottom, it brings on a certain mentality in our people where you don't your thinking goes into irrational thinking and you don't even care anymore. And we're at a point now where we see this every day. We see black men being killed and murdered and sisters being killed and murdered, mistreated, that we become numb to it now. And just like what happened when the LA riots, it came to a boiling point where black people just said, you know what, it don't even matter. No, it's about to be on. And I feel, and I hate to say it, but we almost there. We almost to that apocalypse again, brother. Now, my thing about Reverend Al Sharpton, he's been and Reverend Jesse Jackson, they've been around for a long time. And I feel like, to me, for the person that doesn't do anything, they've done more than the person that always talks about it but never does anything. Now,
absolutely.
Whatever their purpose is, whatever their intentions and their motivations is, the truth in what we live in this universe is going to expose it. But in the meantime, as us as individuals, I ain't got no time to think about Red Mal Sharpton. I don't
right.
have no time to think about Jesse Jackson. Because for me, I can't save the world. And as being a mentor and being dealing with young people for about 17 years, you cannot save the world. If you try to save the world, you'll be burned out and you'll be totally
right.
discouraged and you'll wonder. But what you can do, you can affect every single person you come in contact with every day, and you can deposit into them the greatness of what you know and information and even all the skills that you know. That's what a mentor is. It's depositing into a young person all the good in yourself and helping them. But you have to walk the walk. You can't just talk it. Because if I can't say and tell a young man, look, brother, you need to put that dope down and, you know, pick up your book and pick up the Bible and keep it moving, he's going to look at you like you're crazy. Because, first of all, he came from nothing. And if I
right.
don't came from nothing, you tell me to put down something, you got to help me. You got to replace it with something. You got to give me a job or something. If somebody ain't eating and they starving, the first thing I want to do in order to for them to listen to me, I got to feed them first.
That's right.
Because if they starve and they're homeless, they ain't got nothing, they ain't nothing in 3-4 days, they ain't trying to hear what you got to say. The only thing they want to see or hear or want you to tell them is, I got you a plate of food. After you eat them, then they'll be more receptive to hear what you have to say. As far as Al Sharpton and all them, we already know. Everybody knows. So I think, like, I can't give my energy to that.
That's
all
right.
My energy has to be focused on these people that I'm trying to affect, and that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to affect change with the people I come in contact with every day. I can't save everybody in New York. And as you know, we live in Mobile, the same place where they turned, where all the preachers turned Martin Luther King around when he came down here to speak and to deal with the injustice of our people. And that mentality and that whole cloud is still over Mobile. The people here are procrastinators. There's still that old white money in Mobile. And you have certain blacks that they're there just to keep people in place. They're gonna make sure you don't get to a certain point where you actually have any power or any influence to do anything. So they're paid by those and we call them the bougie clique. And they're manipulated and they'll act like they with you. But they just come to infiltrate your circle and then they go back and they'll do anything to derail whatever you have. And that's
right.
What we have to be on point about. And it's sad that our people have went down to they will sell you out for some money. And it's sad, but we got people in high places doing that, and it's sad, but that's the reality that we live in every day. We got people that can help make change in our community, but they're not there for that because they're too worried about what you get, and you might surpass them or you might take over their position. You think somebody's outgunning you. And that's how we always been. And ever since that Willie Lynch mentality been in, we can't get past that. We love everybody else except ourselves. We preach nonviolence to everybody else except ourselves. And we had that nonviolence that Martin Luther King was teaching, why we can't do it for ourselves first.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? So, you know, if we worried about what our white friends going to say or what people going to say about us or job, that's job, I don't want to lose my job because I have free thought, I have free thinking and I think with truth and understanding and I'm willing to stand on it. Nobody's in that business no more.
So we're on the same page with that. And here's something. The Willie Lynch syndrome, it seems like, and this is just me, and I want you to comment on this, Ski. We were born, you know, a lot, you know, right at the end of a lot of that hardship that our people had to go through. But I feel that it is worse today than it was then.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Envy, jealousy, the light skin against the dark skin, the have against the have not.
Absolutely.
It's worse. Absolutely. It's like on steroids now.
Exactly.
It really is.
Exactly.
It's on steroids, and it's like every man for himself now. It's not a village no more.
It's not a village.
It's so selfish.
Absolutely.
We we click up, and, you know, it's sad, brother, but I'm just one of those people that when I look at the big picture of things, I'm still the same way. I can't say the word, but I can affect those around me. And you probably hear me say that all through the podcast because that's the only way we're going to be able to deal with it. And I'll tell you something else real fast, brother. And it's so simple. And our people, and you would think it would be hard for us to grasp this. But when you do right, right comes to you. Right chases you. If you do right in every situation that you live in, and it's so simple but so hard for a lot of us, if you do right, if you think right, if you treat every circumstance right, and you come down to even something as little as if I'm walking down the hall in my house or at my job and I see a piece of paper on the floor and everybody goes past that piece of paper, the right thing to do is just pick the paper up and put it in the garbage.
Yeah.
You have to train yourself. We have to constantly train ourselves. If we train ourselves to think right all the time, our reality will change. Something that simple. You would think something that simple just to train yourself and think and teach yourself to think right all the time. And but it's so difficult for a lot of people because there's so many distractions.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying? There's so many distractions in this world. And all these distractions, and all we have to do is just think right. Think right and do right on every circumstance, everybody we come in contact with. If we do that, our reality will change overnight. And it's that simple. It seemed like when I say this, it seems like that's so simple, but it's so hard because we don't grasp it. But imagine if everybody in your community thought right and treat each other right in everything, in every circumstance you do, you always do right. What you think would happen? It would be over with. But we can't get everybody on that same page because everything's a distraction. You see what I'm saying?
So, in other words, just do the right thing, and all good things come to those who wait anyway.
and you really don't have to wait because I'm telling you, I've set myself on a path to do right, to think right, to treat people right in every single minute of the day, and I tell you, so many doors open in my. So many people, it's like a magnet. You draw all these good things to you, and it's really scary because at first, this has been an incredible year for me. I won awards this year. I won the 2018 Port City Second Line of DJ of the Year.
That's right.
I won the Leo and Linda Fournay NAACP Award, one of the highest awards you can get for community service. I won the Elegance, Queens of Elegance, the Muhammad Ali Award for Courage. And I won these awards, but the awards is not what I'm saying is. It's because I'm doing right. It's because I'm treating people right.
That's right.
I'm trying to live right. And I'm not perfect. Man, please. I'm so far from perfect. But in everything I do, I always put the person first. Or I always put the cause first. It's not when you learn about it, it's not about you. It's not about you. It's never been about you. That we're here to serve people, serve God's people. And once you get that mentality, man, you'll always be blessed. I don't want for nothing, bro. I ain't got no big house yet, but it's coming. I don't have to do the prosperity. I ain't worried about the big house. I ain't worried about the big car. Because that's not where my happiness draws up. My happiness draws from my wife loving me and treating me right. My happiness draws from my children loving me and I'm being the best example for my children. My happiness comes from me just being at peace and having a peace of mind in this madness that we live in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So that's
boy,
that,
look at here. that's what I'm talking about. It's something though. It's something, Ski, because that type of mentality and that type of living, because I experienced that too, to live that way. And one thing about it, everybody don't know how to accept that at first. A lot of people got words about you and words, things to say or think about you because you're living like that, because you don't let these things that come at you overwhelm you. You don't let certain things just take you to a different place. Now, there's certain things that, you know, folks stepping on your toes, disrespecting your family and your loved ones. Yeah, you might go left on them. You understand? I know that.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm coming left on you too. So, but here we go. What's wrong with having that mentality that, guess what, I'm bigger than all these dark things that's trying to attack me? You know what I'm saying? I believe in God Almighty, that he gonna provide for me, he gonna take care of me. You know what I'm saying? I believe in coming to a person being like, you know, they going through a hard time, and Ski, just being able to say, let me tell you something, it's gonna be all right. You know what I'm saying? You got to think differently about the situation in order for you to come through that storm. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna come to it. But in order for you to get through it, you got to set your mindset right and get your heart right. You understand? See, we too busy allowing our hearts to follow our mind instead of our mind following our hearts. You understand? We too busy just focusing on all the distractions you talk about that we see every day. So it hits our mind, and that's what we want to be a part of. But our heart is saying, no, that ain't right. You don't need to go there. Don't say that. Don't touch that. Don't do those things, but we listen to our mind because it looked good. Everything that was right is wrong now, but everything that's wrong is right now. So society, and I blame it on society, is trying to destroy. First of all, he's destroying your mentality, because once your mentality crashes, your whole being crashes. The simple as that.
Sir.
You know what I'm saying? Because everything starts with the vision, which is a portrayed from a vision to your thought process. And then once it hits your thought process, it's going to resonate and you're going to marinate that thing down in your spirit. And once it gets in there, that's what you're going to follow. So if you're doing wrong, seeing wrong, living wrong, that's going to overtake you. And that's what you're going to be about until somebody comes into your life and shows you the light in your dark area. Because if I sit in a dark room, Ski, and I throw the light switch, all the darkness is gone. So see,
you got that right,
the light of the earth. So you know what I'm saying? Hey man, we just got to you know, listen, I just thank God, bro, for this opportunity to sit down with you, brother, and have these discussions and talk about different things, because you have a great following. People know you, and having you on here, man, and giving you this platform, because you got plenty of them. You know what I'm saying? This ain't new to you. You know, you've been in radio just as long as I've been in radio. So these are not new platforms. It's just an opportunity to be able to speak freely and just to just put it out there and say, listen, people, we love you from our heart. We may not even know your name, but we love you, and we're here to assist you. So if you got something you want to chat about, because I know you know Ski on here, 858-357-9137. Holla at Ski. He going to be here on Monday nights. This is DJ Rod Ski Night. He ain't playing music tonight. He talking serious, straight up, life living skills to you. So Ski, let's move on. Let's talk about something, man, that I know you and I've had discussions about. Let's talk about, we're not going to talk about the church. Let's talk about who's running the churches and which area the church is going, because the first place you're supposed to be able to go to get some nurturing, some food, some clothes, some healing, and some love is the hospital, which is the church. And it seems like the church closed. Ain't no doctors on duty. What's wrong with that picture, Ski? I'm going to tell you mine, because as a preacher, I can talk about it too. So, but Ski, you and I have had that conversation. Bring it to the people now.
Well, my the most important thing, that if you are a Bible scholar, if you're into the Bible and everything, and that, you know, my most important thing that I can understand is Jesus never hung out in the church. You know, Jesus was always in the street, always. And I'm just going by the historical, you know, when we're dealing with the truth of the Bible. Jesus never hung out in the church. And when he did hang out in the church, you know what happened. It got turned up in there. He tore the church up. And I think, like, church should be a safe haven. But at the same time, you need to come up out them walls. We got a war going on for the community. We got a church on every corner, yet the community going to hell. So you can only judge a fruit. You can only judge a tree by the fruit it bears.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? And you know, I understand that that preachers have a word, and you know, we have to teach. You know, you be faithful to God, and you're gonna get your new house, and you're gonna get your new car. But you got people out there that's living in, and their bills getting cut off, but they still tied. They tied them, but they bill, but they'll give their last, because they feel like, you know, that's what I'm supposed to do. But you're in the dark. And if the church can't produce jobs, it can't produce economic favor in the community, then they're worthless. They're useless. You in the church, you should be able to learn more about than the Word of God. You should be, the church should sustain, and that's what I'm saying. That's why it's so relevant that what I'm dealing right now with, I got the top of a church. I've got a building for me to do my mentor program with. The activists and the church should work in a partnership, but they don't that. You have the activists working over here trying to do their thing over here in the building, in the community, and then you got the church over here. But the church has a number of resources that they can have. It's no reason why children should have something to do every day when they get out of school. It's no reason why the church and the activists in that community should work together to have after-school programs. Our children don't have nothing to do, and you expect them to do what? What do you think waiting for them if they ain't got nothing to do when they get up from school? Some of them are failing. Some of them are failing. They're not doing their work. Their parents at work, or their parents are just, we got trifling parents. You know, I'm just being honest. But we have resources in the community that they're not utilizing, because, again, you have a church that has resources, a building, office, you got classrooms, and a lot of people in the community should, if I'm a retired teacher, why wouldn't I open up and provide my services to help our community? I've been living in this community for 35 years. I'm a retired teacher. We need some teachers. We need some teachers to be at that church after school to help these kids. We need tutors. And one of the things that we're doing over here, me and a lady named Miss Melissa Bell, she is a ACT guru. She does ACT prep school. She does ACT boot camp and everything. That's who I teamed up with. I partnered with her because oftentimes a lot of our children wait to 9th and 10th grade before they even start doing ACTs. And then they're trying to cram all this information in and have a four-hour test in 3 years. And it's not going to work like that because they got too many distractions. But what we're doing, we're trying to lay a groundwork where we're going to start our children off in the third grade, start an ACT prep test. We're going to do it. What we do, we do an ACT practice test. We see where they're at. They might make a 9 or 10. That's okay. But now we can see what areas they need help in. So every day, little Johnny get out of school, after to put his homework, he come over to ACT prep, and we prepping him. Now, this is in the third grade. Imagine when we have data to prove what we're saying is absolutely correct. Third grade. Now, he goes 3 years in prep. He made a 9 or 10 on his ACT score. And he's in the seventh grade now. He's up to an 18 in his ACT. He graduated. Wow. He's a freshman in high school. He's at a 23 now. By the time he becomes a junior, he's at a 30, and he has a free ride for everything. And also, they throwing almost $1 million at him for school, and he'll never have to worry about anything. But we're not preparing our children. We're preparing our children for failure because we don't catch them long enough. So we're going to reinvent the whole wheel. Because what we're doing in the community that we're going to be dealing with up there in 8 Mile in the Worcester community, we're on the corner of Bell Park and St. Stephen 45. We're right next to Hardee's. We're going to have them children in that, and we're going to service them children in that community. We're going to have them go and do ACT in the third grade.
Wow.
And we're going to start with that, and we're going to keep the data. We're going to keep the data of them all the way through and watch their scores and everything. We got a foolproof method. We already know what to do.
That's right.
We know what to do. And we're not going to talk. I'm tired of you people talking my head off about what we need to do, and they don't do nothing. We are actually putting the work in now. I'm at our school every day. I'm there from 8 in the morning to 8 in the evening. I just got off early so I can come do the podcast. But I'm there in the morning painting. I'm in there. I'm calling them on the phone, getting resources. I'm trying to see what I can get in order to make this. I want this place to be revolutionary. I don't want it to be no classrooms with desks. I want to be bean bags so the children feel comfortable. I want to have essential oils, humidifiers. I want to have the oils and fumigating, humidifying the room so it'll be a peacefulness and a calmness. It just reinvents everything. And that's what we are. We're on the tip of just something revolutionary. We're just going to do it, and we're not going to talk about it. We're going to have everything in this one building for our children. Photography. I got somebody that's going to be teaching photography. I got somebody be teaching trumpet. I got somebody, and me and myself, by me being a broadcaster, we're going to have Pro Tools. We're going to have Cool Edit Pro, Adobe Audition. We're going to teach these children. So when they graduate or when they finish what we got to give them, every student that I teach is going to be able to go at any radio station in the country and produce a commercial and work on their programming and be able to use any programmers from Adobe Audition, any software we're dealing with. We're doing TV production too. So these are things that our children love. You got to be able to keep them interested.
That's right.
And at the same time, when they're interested, you're laying the groundwork and dropping little seeds in their minds to be cultivated about being respectful, about how you talk and how you treat people. Different stuff like that. And that's where I'm at.
Amen, bro. God bless
we try to really revolutionize the whole thing, man. We want these children to be coming into the Mothership Academy. We want to come in, and when they come in, it's a whole different aura. It's a whole different feeling that you feel. It's a feeling of pride. It's a feeling of worth. It's a feeling that I belong here. You see what I'm saying? And I want to be comfortable. We're not doing the conventional, okay, sit down, Johnny. You can't stand up. That's crazy trying to get a child from the age of 8 to 12 to sit down in the seat for 8 hours and not expect them to move around and feel comfortable. We're not on that kind of time. If you want to sit on the couch and do your work while we're in class, then if you want to lay on the beam, if you want to sit on the bean bag and do your work, you can sit on the bean bag. But all this time you're doing is comfortable, it's peaceful. And you come in this room, and you got expectation. You will not curse in this building. You will not disrespect anybody in this building. It's going to be rules, and you cannot be in there. And it's going to be so prevalent because it's going to be a magnet. Opposites attract.
That's right.
They used to be in the rundown school. They used to all that negative and curse and all that. It ain't gonna be like that this school. When you come here, it's gonna be love. It's gonna be peaceful. You're gonna be able to be, when your mind is at peace, you're able to absorb more information. But if you're in constant stress, and you're in constant madness, just every day all it just loud and just, then you can't think. No human being can think like that with the conditions. And that's what we're doing. We're doing cutting edge stuff, man. And this is just the beginning. But the mothership concept is, it's a huge ship. And from that mothership, all baby ships go out. And they go into the orbit, and they establish their own orbit. That's what this whole mothership is about. It's about young people coming in here, learning, and be able to go out and be productive and be inventors. We don't just want you to come in and just learn information, regurgitate it. Nah, you want you to take something. And our main thing, and the main thing that we really try to press for these young people is, do not go to school. We often tell our kids, go to school, go to college. I want you to get a good education so you can get a good what?
Job.
What do we tell them? You get a
that's
good
what?
What?
You know, you get a good job.
So they get a good what? A good
job.
You already setting them up for failure. We don't tell them that at Mothership Academy. We tell them you get the education and do something that you love to do. And when you do it, you become your own boss. You don't get all this information. You don't learn this study of this to get a good job. It's more to it that you want to get this information to do something that you love to do in order to provide your own job and be your own boss. Because we always talk about, I'm a boss. Well, be a boss.
Be one.
It's more to it than being just a fancy word. I'm a boss. How you a boss and you don't own nothing and you don't have your own company? You working for somebody. And you're going to work for somebody for 12 or 15 years so well that they'll say, well, look, I'm going to bring you up to supervisor. And then when you come to supervisor, say, well, me and my wife, we're going on our honeymoon for 2 weeks. I know you can handle it. You're doing everything. You perfected this job. And you know everything in this job inside out, but you're working for somebody else because you're scared to move out on your own because society taught you, get a good education, you get a good job. It ain't tell you get a good education so you create your own job. And we want creators. That's all
that's
we
right.
want. We want people creating.
Hey, hey bro, that's where we come from.
That's our own thing.
That's where we come from, though. We inventors, man.
Exactly.
We
created everything.
We created everything. Listen, there's a show that comes on. I can't even think of the name of it because it talked about all of those European men that talk about who built America, who built the country and all this kind of stuff. And I said that we need to come with a sequel to that. We need to come back with the sequel and say the real men that built this country, that put this country together.
We do have it. I would tell all you, we do have it. You need to tell all your listeners to go online and order Hidden Colors. 1-4. That's some of the stuff that we're gonna be teaching our children. We have documentary classes. We have things, but we're gonna put on a marriage system. See, when you watch The Hidden Colors, when we do these history classes and stuff, that you see all the inventions that we came up with, all the things that Black people have given to the society. Then when we give these tests and you have to know this stuff, when you learn it and you make good on these scores on these tests, we're giving you gift cards. We're giving you gift cards to get you sneakers, gift cards to get you something to eat, gift cards so our children are more motivated by that. And you just got to deal with it. That's one of the things you have to deal with. You can't just say, all right, I want you to learn this, and you ain't giving them nothing in order to give them nothing to look forward to. That's crazy.
That's right.
So it's a merit system. You learn to apply, and we break you off some. And it's been working so far very good for us.
That's good right there. That's good right there. Hey, Ski, we're going to take a quick break, man. Throw a song in here. I got a song I want to play tonight, man, and it's going to be pretty good. Y'all stick around. DJ Rod Ski, be right back, man. If you want to check in, 858-357-9137. Mark it down on your calendar every Monday evening at 7 o'clock. DJ Rod Ski and myself, we're going to just put it down just like it is. Accept it. Deal with it. We break and change, y'all.
It's Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Call in and join the conversation.
858-357-9137.
Or log on to blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
I think I'm ready to do this, man. Let us pray. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil.
because the Lord is with me. My heart goes out to this generation. Every mother, sister, brother, cousin, auntie, everyone that lost somebody to these wars that go on our block. Them boys rolled up on them with that sawed off. They hit them, now his body getting hauled off. Now the whole hood crying, we all lost. Trying to prove that we G's, but this is what it costs. A trail of mamas left with tears in their eyes. Another bloody body from a homicide. Have you ever seen a baby look in the eyes? When you tell her that her daddy dead and gonna die. And to the newspapers, he's another number. He's number 79 of a bloody summer. The way it's all designed is meant to take us under. But we can't see it though because we Stevie Wonder. We blind. People coming to the mall to feel that anger building, looking at your mom. You hurt because you too young to get a job, but your homie got a gun and he down to rob. Or you can flip a pack, seem like problem solved, but that's gonna open up the door to bigger problems. You see, we just walking out our father's sin, cause they ran and they didn't stand to be men. So in return we learn to be our brother's keeper, our auntie, sister, cousins, and our mother's.
Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk. I'm Reverend Hot Rod with my man, DJ Rod Ski. And powerful song to me because we need to open up our eyes, man, because we just letting things just slip by us. We act like we can't see. We act like we don't see what's going on. We ignoring things too much. We being too quiet, too passive. We being too cowardly. And it's time for us to stand up and do the right thing. You understand? You got to, listen, you trying to live for something. but you're scared to die for something. So it's time for you to stand up to say that the revolution will not be televised, and it won't be televised. It's just going to be right there in your face. So you need to wake up and get your mind right, man. You understand? You don't know where we coming from, but we coming. We standing. We ain't afraid to stand either. You understand? We not afraid to stand. We real black men, and we just standing up. And we this Monday night right here is a breaking chain night for you. You understand? Whatever you think about us, whatever you feel about us, so be it. So be it. Take it to your deathbed. It don't matter to me. You understand? Because we got to come the way we supposed to come. This is just what it is. You know, you quick to say it is what it is. You don't even know what it is yet. You don't even have a clue because you blind. You ain't got your eyes open. You think you the man. You ain't the man. You ain't the man. You ain't Superman. You ain't nothing for real. So stop pretending. Stop acting, because Ross Keaton already told you. You about to be exposed. We about to pull the covers off you. We about to show you who you really are, because we ain't scared to stand and tell you where we been, what we doing, and where we going. You need to ride with us. Absolutely. Because if you don't, you're going to get run over. So, you know, it's just what it is, Roski. It's just what it is, man. Yes, you know, sir. Because I'm tired of sitting back, man, seeing it too. It breaks my heart to see young black men dying in the streets every day. Every day. Every day by our own hands. And you think that that's cool. You think it's cool to walk around being some kind of, I don't even know what to call you. You got your gang walk on and you ain't even a gangster. So, you know, I just don't get it. And my older brothers out here, my older black men out here, stand up and be men. Just because you was born a male don't make you a man. You understand?
Ooh.
You may look like a man, but you got a boy mentality. And that don't get nowhere with us. We from the old school. So ain't nothing that you could tell us that we don't already know. And stop trying to get the drop on us like you some kind of player. You ain't a player. You ain't even in the game, because we don't play games. I only play with my grandchildren. You heard me? So, you know, get your mind right, man. We serious about this. And I'm going to tell you something me and Roski experienced together. I almost said that. Let me say it the right way. We had to work for some people, and they thought that we was just too outspoken. See, they came to me with a lie. They came to Roski with a lie. And then they still talking lies, and we still trying to be men with them and gentlemen. So respect that. And I know you listening, so be respectful. You know what I'm saying? We respectable men. So respect us. You ain't got to like me, but respect me. You ain't got to deal with me, because I ain't going to deal with you. We don't hang out together. We don't do none of that. I don't do that no more. So you can't say none of that. So be respectful in what you're doing. And guess what? I'm going to respect you anyway. But don't be a fool about it. You know what I'm saying? Because, listen, I study the word of God. It say don't never call a man a fool. But if a man is steady going in his foolish ways, he's being a fool, because if you know better, you're going to do better. So get your mind right, brothers and sisters. I'm talking to all y'all. Get your mind right. It starts in the mind. Next week, we're going to attack that about your mind, because your mentality is just a little off. We need to help pick you back up. See, I am my brother's keeper. I don't have a problem lifting you up and helping you out. I don't have a problem with that. But don't be disrespectful with it. You heard me? I ain't disrespecting you. I'm lending a helping hand. Receive it. You understand? Because I don't want for nothing either. Me and Roski both agree with that. We don't want for nothing, because it's going to be provided for us anyway. It's coming to us.
Absolutely.
So let us show you and teach you how to let it come to you with a peace of mind. Man, ain't nothing like having a peace of mind. My God.
Boy, what
man.
You talking about? Yes, sir.
This is real, Ski. This is real out here, man. This real.
Absolutely.
It's evil stuff coming at you that you can see, and stuff you don't even see yet. Stuff you can't even see is kicking your butt, and you don't even know why. And you won't even let nobody tell you why. Man, come on, man.
Absolutely.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Come on. That's real, Ski. It's too many busters out here, man. And I'm just being nice, saying busters. You understand?
Yeah, you
stop
are,
being
brother.
A buster. What you say, Ski? They got a lot of mouth. You just doing a lot of talking. You ain't listening to nothing.
Ain't going to do nothing.
Ain't going to do nothing. Nothing. Just a bunch of talk. Blowing all that hot air, man. Put you a secrets in your mouth and sit down and shut up, man. Golly.
Yes, sir.
Man, I got upset, yes, Ski. Sir. I got upset. That's why we call it breaking chains,
brother.
Man. Because in order to break chains, man, sometimes you got to get louder than what the enemy is. See, he think he got the upper hand, and he ain't got nothing. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to let people know, listen, I'm not afraid. I ain't scared, you know? I ain't scared of none of this stuff out here, man. I'm going to stand for my people. And getting on this podcast, listen, I know people are going to have something to say, but Ski, so what? So what?
They talked about Jesus, brother.
So you heard me? And they killed him. So, you know, hey, man, yeah. Come on, man. So it don't matter, man. They're going to talk about you whether you're doing good or whether you're doing bad. It don't matter.
That's right, bro.
Calling the whisperers. They talk behind your back. They can't say nothing to your face.
Yes, anyway. All the time try to take your place. The backstab.
The backstab. So, Ski,
yes,
talk about Thursday night and Friday mornings, man, because we're going to get ready to end this show. I want to promote what you're doing, man, so people, a lot of people already, because I tell you what I heard, man. I heard you was on radio down in New Orleans, man.
Yeah, I was on
I heard the interview.
Yeah,
with
I was down
Supreme,
there, my man.
Jay Silk, Jay Supreme.
Jay Silk. Yes, Jay Silk Supreme, yes. That brother is a beautiful brother. We grew up together. We used to ride around in my little truck, and we used to try to find somewhere where I could set up electricity so I could be DJ and he could MC.
Yeah,
and he moved
yeah.
to New Orleans. And we were just talking about the state of hip-hop and old-school hip-hop. I come from a generation where music, great music is timeless. Great music is timeless because of the fact that you can hear a certain song and it'll bring out certain memories.
That's
some
right.
of the best memories that you ever had in your life. And that's what we're about. And every morning on Thursday nights from 10 to 12 midnight, I do a thing called Funky Fat Friday, the Quiet Storm Edition, where I play classics like Lenny Williams, 'Cause I Love You, where I play soul music, music that touched your soul like it used to be. They just took
right.
the soul, they just stole the soul out of our music. And I play that music for 2 hours, and everybody, they drink their little red wine, and, you know, the couples enjoy it. And just people just enjoy it because it does something to our spirit when we hear music and the vibrations that are full with love and compassion, you know. And then I come back the next morning. I call it Funky Fat Friday. Funky Fat Friday stemmed from a friend of mine who was on the radio for a long time. He was regarded as the heavyweight champion of morning radio, Ray Ray. And we were together. I used to come in on his show on Friday mornings from 6 in the morning to like 10 when he got off. And we call it Funky Fat Friday, where we play all old school, from old school hip-hop, Dougie Fresh, all that to old school R&B, Ring My Bell, Must Be the Music, to old school Miami bass, Luke, Planet Rock, and all that stuff. And
right.
people enjoyed it because they used to be at work and going to work and be at work. You know, Fridays, everybody's kind of relaxed and ready for the weekend.
Right.
And what better way to kick your weekend off than to give you some classic old school stuff that you grew up on that you love. And it puts
That's
you
right.
in a certain mood, and it keeps you in a certain persona, in a certain mood, and it just makes your day, and it makes a lot of people's whole weekend kick off. So that's why I decided to do it. They let me do it on the radio station that I was at, a Cumulus, and they refused to let me do it. So, you know, that's how you have to walk your walk, not just talking. I decided to create my own lane. And I created my own lane on Facebook, and I went live, and I went up, and I've been up to 10,000 views, 10,000 people watching, to 1,037 comments. People love it. They interact with me all through the whole process, and they love
That's
it.
Right.
And it's caught on to be a phenomenon. I've sold T-shirts, I sell mix CDs, and all this for people that love old school.
That's what's up.
So you can check me out. You can check me out on Facebook. You can check me on Facebook Thursday night from 10 to 12 or Friday morning from 9 to 11. Go to my page, DJ Rosky, or go to Rodney Toomer, RodneyToomer, DJ Rosky, or you go to the Mothership page and just check me out, and I'm locked in. And you can have a great time. You can get you some T-shirts. You can get you some old-school CDs. And just the energy is crazy because people just be in a certain mode on Friday. They be ready to cut up. And I cut up for them.
That's right. That's what's up. Oh, yeah. Add this to the new schedule. Check Rod Ski out every Monday evening right here, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And where we break and change, man. That's where we come in and, you know, let your friends know this is where Rod Ski talks about that serious stuff. He be chatting up with you on Facebook with his comments and his discussions that he have on Facebook. You can also check those out. Some serious things. And if you got some topics that you want Rod Ski to break some chains on and bring on out, send him some comments and let him know on his page and let him know, or send us on the Young Adults Talk page and let us know on Facebook, and we're going to make this happen. You need to check us out every Monday. It's a new show we're doing. It's called Breaking Chains with DJ Rod Ski and Reverend Hot Rod doing our thing together. I want you to check us out next Monday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Next week, we're going to be talking about mental health. We're going to go ahead and just break the chains on that. We need to talk about it. And we're gonna be bringing these things to you. And we're gonna spend some time on that because we need to talk about that, because we got to stop just brushing that under the rug like it ain't real, like it don't exist.
Especially in the black community. They act like it's taboo.
Exactly. And it's the worst.
If anybody should have PTSD, it should be black folks. Post-stress, slave stress syndrome. That's what we have. Generation, and it's been passed through the generation to generation, but we never dealt with that.
It's
even worse now, because we watch the slaughter of our people, innocent black men being killed with no weapons or nothing. And we see that, and we see people getting away with it.
That's right. And we do nothing. You know?
We have to deal with that. Yeah, but then we have to deal with, when we deal next Monday, we have to deal with that self-hate.
Come on now.
So we got some topics to deal with, brother. I'm looking forward to it. I'm encouraged. I love this. It's our first one, and I'm looking forward to it. And I just hope everybody just lock in and just see it. And please call in, because we want feedback, because Lord knows I don't know everything. I don't know an inch of stuff. I want to learn just like you teaching. You taught
you
me tonight. I learned from everyone. I learned from a child. You're
That's
never
right.
too old to learn. Once a man leaves his house, he should never come back when he's seeking knowledge. Never.
Come on now. Come on now.
Yes, sir.
You know what? And you need to say that again.
I'm going to hold on, because yes, sir.
You need to say that one again for him, Ski. They need to hear that again now. I need to hear that again. Say that again.
I said once a man leaves his house to seek knowledge, he should never, ever come back home. Because when you
never
come back home saying you didn't receive all the knowledge, then you already kissed yourself. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding has no ceiling.
None whatsoever. It's like an infinity.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Wow. Ski, it's been real, brother.
Yo.
And I'm looking forward to these Monday nights, man. And hey, tell a friend that we're here every Monday and we talk about these serious
Absolutely.
Issues. And get ready for next week, because we're going to talk about that mental health and that self-hate. We got to attack that, and we're going to break chains in some of your lives out there. So turn us on next week. blogtalkradio.com/YAT radio. It's DJ Rod Ski. Rod Ski, I appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, brother. No slaves allowed.
No slaves allowed. We'll see you next week, man.
Yes, sir. See you later, brother. God bless y'all.
Want to get involved?
Got comments or suggestions?
Let us know right here at YAT Radio. Email us at youngadultstalk@gmail.com. Call us at 858-357-9137. Or write us at YAT, Post Office Box 361-308, Decatur, Georgia, 30036.
You know, in intervention, they tell you that you're hurting somebody who loves you. And divine intervention is no different. Yeah, the moment is now.
Here is my moment, here is my lifetime. All that I have found will give to you in this moment, cause nothing really matters at all.
Yeah, created days, weeks, summer, spring, winter, fall. Yet became weak so you could free us from the fall. You hold the earth in your palm with your great power. You always had a time the way you transcend hours. Wind in the waves and an ominous frown. But you walk on top of them both, they humbly bow. Before I work, I need a couple tools. You spoke the earth into existence, no auto-tune. More than auto-tune, more than minor key. Cause I've been missing all the notes in the minor key. And the major ones, in the key to life. Coming to the end of it in the grace of Christ.
My lifetime, all that I have found, will give to you in this moment, cause nothing really matters at all. Everything that this heart longs for, other than you, I will let die. Take all that I am, cause nothing really matters right now.
I holler empty me, so hollow be my name. Your soul immense for condescending dwell inside my brain. And you restrain the waves and tame fierce lions. I mean fierce liars, crush empires. We all hanging by a thread, cutting at the wires. Ignorance and our descent lead to hellfire. And when I yell fire, it's gonna be false alarm. They don't smell the smoke and they don't sense the harm. It's something worse than the black plague coming. And nothing under the sun to save us from it. No hope but divine intervention. And Christ saves victims who are dying from addiction.
Here is my moment. lifetime, all that I have I will give to you in this moment, cause nothing really matters at all. Everything that this heart longs for other than you, I will let die, take all that I am, cause nothing really matters right now.
They saying God we trust, but what's the biggest sin in that we don't trust in him or trust the stuff on which it's written?
Money.
Cause we all dying and we all trying to stay alive, but the truth we ain't all blind. Those of us who buy will never buy the wrong. We gon' live free forever in the Savior's arms. It's needles and arms full of life's drugs. Lust, pride, hate, death running through our blood. Need a blood donor, need a transfusion. He's overhanging on the cross for your substitution. So in conclusion, only one solution. Trust divine intervention as your resolution. Here is my moment, here is my lifetime. All that I have found will give to you in this moment, cause nothing really matters at all. Everything that this heart longs for other than you, I will let die, take all that I am, cause nothing really matters right now. This is my moment.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.